Lots of things can go wrong when you show up to vote. The polling place might not be open because there aren't enough workers to staff it. Or your name might not be on the list because your registration hasn't been updated. Or maybe it's been purged for some reason. During one primary a few years ago, polling places across Virginia had to shut down after an earthquake. Marcia Johnson Blanco at the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law says every election cycle brings a new set of problems.
In recent elections, we've had calls from voters who complain about intimidation. And what we find is that, you know, there's electioneering that happens at polling places, and sometimes it's done in such an aggressive manner that voters see that as them being intimidated.
Many times when voters are having a hard time casting a ballot, they're tempted to just walk away without voting. Alexandria Bratton at the Civic Engagement Table says there's no need to do that.
Don't walk away. It is important for you to participate in your democracy, and we want to make sure that you do that. We want to make sure that you know what your voting rights are as a voter.
If you're having problems at your polling place, dial 866-OUR-VOTE for the Election Protection Hotline. Help is available in English, Spanish, Mandarin Chinese, and several other languages. I'm Michael Pope.